Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. This is Erica. Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to thank the Creator for giving me this gift. And I'd like to thank you for being the section of this gift. Because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. And, no matter what anybody ever thinks, I still get cold when it's cold, hungry when I'm hungry, miss my mama when we're away, get tired. I represent you. I'd like to dedicate this song to my baby Fly. And because I am a yeye. Yeye means mother. Why?
Morning.
Hey, yo.
And you see the morning sun.
Episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That's me, aka Love Goddess, Lady Love, Lady J. All right, that was Erica Badu. Yay, yay. Yay, yay, your Swahili for mother. Yay, yay. Wow. The mother. We had a full moon. Supermoon last night. So I decided to do my supermoon ritual, releasing and letting go of things that are no longer serving my higher purpose. Recognizing that in order to move to the next level, you can't go in to the next level with the same mindset that created the level you are. So I just asked the universe, Mother Earth, to release from me what's not serving me, to move into that space and letting go of those attachments, behaviors and patterns and data that's conditioned me to be right here. Removing the habit of being the person that no longer is serving me. So it was a really good ritual last night. I'm so grateful for Mother Earth, the moon energy. so interesting. And so, as we move through this day today, and we start to think about our life and where we want to be, I want you to think about, what is it that you'd like to release out of your life? I was using fire to let go. And as I was watching the fire burn up what I had wrote on the paper under the full moon last night, I started to think about how powerful we are as a people. But more importantly, I started to think about how powerful forgiveness is in our life. Letting go. Just letting go. So as you breathe in this morning, as we begin to center our mind, I want you to think about just simply letting go. And so I want you to just recognize that there is only one power and one presence. And in this right now moment, I want you to invite that one power into this right now space. And as we invite the stillness, just giving thanks for that. Because there's only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that one power, that great, great spirit that is known by many names, many names. And on this line, we honor it with the name of God. The good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing there is not a spot that our God is not. And so I just want you to move from your head into your heart right now. Just thanking God and honoring the presence of God in you, as you, all around you. Honoring the gift that you are to this planet. And in this right now moment, I just want you to honor the moon's energy, the supermoon energy. And as I was doing my moon release last night, all I could do was just say, God, thank you for all the modalities being infused with the love of the moon, allowing the energy of the moon to just infuse every cell in our heart, releasing from us the behavior, the pattern, the data that no longer serves our higher purpose. I want you to take in a deep breath as we become very conscious of the breath. I want you to breathe in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, and then release the breath. And as we hold it to the point of vibration, I want us to also hold it to the count of eight, remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart, because the heart has wisdom. And so in this right now moment, I want you to be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, the family. and release. And breathe again. I want you to just breathe, family. Just allow all of the goodness of God to breathe into every cell. Allow love to breathe into every cell, every muscle fiber. I want you to breathe. Let's pray. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And as we forgive, release, and let go in this energy of this super moon, I want you to just think about all the things that no longer serve a higher purpose. And I want you to let it go. Just let go. Just let go. And here's the forgiveness moon prayer I used last night.
I forgive everything, everyone, every experience, every memory of the past or present that needs forgiveness. I forgive positively everyone. I also forgive myself of past mistakes. The universe is love. I am forgiven and governed by love alone. Love is now adjusting my life. Realizing this, I abide in peace. I bring love and healing to all my thoughts, beliefs, and relationships. I learn my lessons and move on. I call on my soul fragments to be cleansed by the full moon, and I call on them to rejoin me. I send love to myself and everyone I know, and everyone who knows me, in all directions of time. Under this glorious full moon, I am healed. My life is healed, and so it is. So be it.
Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be, and it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in and release the light. Breathe the light in and release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release, knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception that is anything but love is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. A slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram. That's me, Lady Love, Lady J, Love Goddess, And you know that's my husband, right? Y'all know in my mind I done married Kim. That was Love Never Fails, right here on the Love Journey with Kim and Janine. All right, family, we're going to get started this morning. I wanted to start off with this clip with KRS. This is called The Power of Future. I want us to really take some notes on this because I was listening to this last night. I guess she said she was doing everything last night, huh? Full moon ritual, listening. Yep, I listened to Reverend Michael Beckwith. Oh, man. It was a good sermon. I started to play that one about you are sacred. And then the thought of being sacred. Realizing the gift that we are to the planet, the power of the imagination, the power to use our imagination. But what I want you to know is our todays create our tomorrows. And that's what this is about. What am I thinking today is going to come manifest tomorrow? So I want you to hear this. And I just love me some KRS. I just love him. KRS right here on the Love Journey topic.
One of the most important things you have is a future. Future, future, future. No matter what your situation is like right now, you can always turn your future into whatever you decide it is going to be. The term future is believed to have come from the Latin futurus, meaning about to be. Traditionally, the term future describes events not yet in the present. But what event of the mind is not in the present? If we can describe it now, then it is with us now, even if it is about to be. Our minds make things real to us before they become physically real to everyone else. In other words, our future is with us right now. It is not that the future is an illusion. It is more the fact that the future is your present moment. Your future is now. Your present moment right now is the beginning and continuation of your future. Why wish for health, love, awareness, and/or wealth when you can simply plan health, love, awareness, and/or wealth into your future right now? This teaching is about the planning of one's paradise. This teaching does not deny the mind. It teaches how to direct one's mind toward one's own self-creation. This teaching does not quiet the mind. It puts it to use. Make no mistake here, this CD series is about the power of future. Spiritual teachers of all sorts warn that there is no freedom or peace in one's preoccupation with one's future, that time is an illusion, and that you can only escape your troubles by being and living in your present moment. And I believe this is true. But I also know that as you attempt to actually walk and live such a practice, you find out rather quickly that such a life requires some preparation to achieve. If you must adjust your life to live in the now, then even your adjustment is futuristic in reality. It still must be planned for. This teaching is about self-creation. This teaching is for those who are seeking to jumpstart their lives. From what I see, many good-hearted people suffer not from their preoccupations with living too much in their past or present moment. They suffer more from not being able to see their futures. Others desire to change their futures but feel trapped in their own no way out or it's bound to happen mentalities. People seem to suffer because they lack vision, and this is what causes and aids in their continuous feeling of despair. This is what causes the fear and the doubt that eventually leads to depression and or anxiety. It's not that people regret their past or are anxious about their futures. It is even more the fact that many people don't even think that they can make a difference anymore due to institutional racism, discriminatory justice, corrupt political leadership, deteriorating school systems, and so on, and so on, and so on. Many people are just worn out. And because of such rampant and widespread corruption over the last 45 years, no one truly believes in anything anymore. This is real, but this is sad. Without a sense of belief in something, there really is no future. We fail to see our own tomorrow, and if we cannot see our own tomorrow, we will fail to have one. Working from day to day, from check to check, always on edge of total collapse, people of all backgrounds are losing hope. They cannot predict their futures. This is why we are producing this CD series, The Power of Future. We believe that more than ever, the world is in need of vision. We must restore our sense of vision. Without a sense of vision and imagination, there is no peaceful present. There is simply nothing to look forward to, no hope. I believe that if more people focused upon their futures, meaning that they had a positive mental picture as to what was in store for them, there would be less depressed people in the world. More people would be more motivated to face their day with courage and with strength because they would have something to look forward to. They would have a reason to move, to thrive, and to survive. If more people took responsibility for the outcome of their actions along with the causes of their actions, the world would be a better, safer place. If we all committed to our future, we would all live in peace, knowing that we built the life that we wanted to live. No, the future is not the problem. The problem is living exclusively from your present moment with little thought as to the state of your inevitable future and or the future of others. Respecting the existence of your own future is a literal act of maturity and self-creation. Neglect for one's future is a literal act of self-destruction. You are growing toward your vision of yourself, so what do you see? The one who respects one's future is responsible in one's present. Such a person has the capacity to think for the well-being of those who are yet to be. On the other hand, neglect for the future is what has led to our present environmental challenges. For if there is one thing that we all have, it is a future. Your past you might be ashamed of and not want to have, and your present might be shared or even troubled by the existence of others, but your future is whatever you decide it is going to be. Your future is what you are really working with. Your present is here with you now, and your past has gone already. But your future can be whatever you decide. It is truly the cosmic sketchpad of your life. The future is the actual realm of creativity. It is where your ideas are instantly real. If an electrician walked into a room with a person untrained and unskilled in electronics, it is safe to say that the electrician and the unskilled individual would view the room in two different ways. The electrician would walk into the room and see things that the untrained, unskilled individual would not. It's the same room, but the electrician sees the room in one way and the untrained individual sees the room in another way. It is just that the electrician has a certain knowledge that gives her the ability to see the room in a different way, even in a more expanded way. The electrician, just by glancing at the room, would habitually take special notice to the room's electrical outlets, lighting fixtures, wires, etc. The electrician would see certain things about the room that the untrained individual simply could not. It is not that the electrician is a better person or even a more intelligent person than the untrained individual. It is simply a matter of awareness. Because of a certain knowledge, the electrician has access to a different sight, a broader view. Even deeper, we can see how the one room changes several times according to the observer's knowledge or awareness of that room. The electrician sees one kind of room, and the untrained individual sees another kind of room. But in reality, there is only one room. The room can change again if a professional painter accompanied the untrained individual and the electrician into the same room. The painter's knowledge of paint and wall textures would reveal an entirely different room to the painter than the electrician and the untrained individual might be capable of seeing. Because of their levels of awareness, the painter, the electrician, and the untrained individual, they would all see the same room in three different ways, and each view of the room would be correct and true for each viewer. The room would change a fourth time if the painter, the electrician, and the untrained individual were then accompanied by a professional plumber. The point is that your perception of your environment is created by the amount of knowledge that you have. Your reality is based upon your awareness, which comes by way of knowledge and or inspiration. The more things we know and feel, the more things we can see. Anything or event that the brain does not have a word for, it cannot see it. It sort of overlooks the object or subject. Everything that our eyes sense must be pictorially identified in our minds in order for us to actually see it. In fact, you don't see what you have never seen. You don't see what you don't have a previous reference for. Things are going on all around you right now, but because such happenings exist outside of your vocabulary, you sort of overlook them. You don't see them, nor do they actually affect you consciously. The question is, what do you see? Or rather, what are you trained to see? What are you aware of? How many words do you know? In other words, what are you capable of seeing? A limited vocabulary produces a limited vision of oneself and one's environment. Most of what you experience in your adulthood is first created in your childhood. The beliefs that you develop and hold as a child actually builds your adult reality. This is very important to know. Children that live exclusively in their present moment suffer in their adulthood for lack of vision and planning. As I have learned growing up, childhood is not just for play. Childhood seems to be that time to create yourself, to create your adulthood. As I have learned, it is truly better to work hard all day at the building of your future while you are young and while others play, so that when you become an adult, you shall play all day, while others who have had their playtime must now get to work in their adulthood. The idea is to work at the creation of yourself while you are young so that you may relax and play as you get older. Play is for children to engage in the difficult work of creating themselves. You must realize rather quickly that the 20-year-old you has depended upon the 10-year-old you for its very survival. And the 30-year-old you is depending upon the 20-year-old you for its very survival. And the 40-year-old you is depending upon the 30-year-old you for its survival. As an example, just think for a moment about the decisions that you made as well as the decisions made for you at age 10. Whether you were conscious or unconscious of the decisions made at age 10, nonetheless, they have had a profound effect upon your life at age 20. And yes, the decisions that you possibly made at age 20 will and or has had a profound effect upon your well-being at age 30. The point is to be a friend to yourself. To be a guardian angel to yourself, to look out for yourself, to be a servant to yourself. This is one of the techniques in building your future. If the 10, 15, 20, and or 25-year-old you did not make the right decisions, it is likely that the 30-year-old you is suffering for it today. But you can grab hold of your life right now and create the future that you desire right now. The future you is truly depending upon you today to make the right decisions for its well-being. This is what it means to be a friend to your own self. Do not wait until you are 30, 40, 50, or even 60 years of age to ponder how careless you have lived your life at age 20, 25, 30, and even 35. Grab hold of your life now. As a homeless man wandering New York, looking, searching for the real me, I developed a few exercises that 20 years later, I must say, actually work. In this first exercise, let us realize our second set of senses and begin putting them to use. You may ask, what second set of senses? And the answer is that physically we have sight, hearing, touch, taste, smell, and even intuition, commonly called a sixth sense, that makes things real for us. However, the sight that sees your dreams and your memories, and the hearing that does not come by way of the ear, the sounds that come with seeing and hearing your future, these are part of your second set of senses. Getting familiar with these other senses, your other voice, your other sight, and your other hearing, takes some time to develop, but once understood, the results are immediately amazing. What you must first understand is that the brain is not the mind. Your brain is a 2-pound muscle located in your head, whereas your mind is located all over your environment, even beyond your environment. What you must begin to understand is that the real you exists outside of physical space and time. With your mind, you can be here now, or in your past, or in your future, instantly. In other words, your essence is not your body and its senses. Your essence has its own senses that must be discovered and strengthened just as your physical senses are discovered and strengthened as you mature in life. For example, it is not your two physical eyes that actually see your past or your future, yet you do see your past and you do see your future. You can close your physical eyes and still see your past and your future. It is just a different type of sight, another sense. Ask yourself now, with what sight do I see my dreams? Where is that place? Who am I in that place? Ask yourself now, in what dimension outside of space-time are my other non-physical senses? Where are they, and how do I use them? Take a moment and say to yourself, I am love. Say this phrase to yourself without using any physical thing to do so. Do not use your mouth. Don't say this phrase out loud. Say it to yourself quietly in yourself. I am love. On the count of three, say this to yourself. One, two, three. Now ask yourself, what was the voice that just said, I am love? Your mouth did not say it, yet you said it. You spoke without your mouth. In fact, you heard yourself saying, I am love. Yet, your ear never heard you say this phrase. You said this phrase to yourself, yet you heard yourself say, I am love. This voice, this hearing, this sight, is beyond your space and beyond linear time. You can use these senses to go into your past or into your future and create whatever reality you so desire. Consider your mind a time-traveling device that can take you far into your so-called past as well as far into your so-called future. This means that if you are truly aware that time doesn't really exist, then the 70-year-old you can literally act as the spiritual guardian of the 20 or 30-year-old you now. You can begin at 20 years of age, for example, visualizing yourself watching over, protecting, and guiding your 15-year-old self now. This would mean that when you were physically 15 years of age, the mind of the 20-year-old you actually did look out for the 15-year-old you. This would explain a lot of the miraculous things that may have happened to you during your teenage years. It would be because the future version of you heard this technique and applied it. Try to understand this and rewind this CD series if you need to go over these lessons more intently. If you begin to regularly visualize yourself guiding and protecting the younger versions of yourself, then by continuing this practice for the duration of your physical life, your 50-year-old self, as an example, is guiding and protecting you now. Just as you are appearing to your 15-year-old self as its guardian angel now, so it is that your 50-year-old self is appearing to you now as your guardian angel if you continue this practice into your future. This means that the decisions that you make in your future are also affecting your life now, just as the decisions that you have made in the past are also affecting your life now. The memories of your future self are the imaginations of your present self. And the memories of your present self are the imaginations of your past self. Whatever you desire in the future is also affecting you now. You can see who you are in the future by your desires today. This is why it is of extreme importance that you lead a virtuous life, a life based on principles. Every thought and desire that you act upon in some way affects your total well-being in your past, present, and future. Give yourself the habit of watching over the younger versions of yourself with the wisdom and understanding that you have acquired today. If you continue this practice of praying and or meditating back onto yourself for the duration of your life, then indeed the future you is correcting, guiding, and protecting you right now with what you have yet to learn. The 16-year-old you, now aware of this gospel, must also listen out for the warnings and inspiration of the 60-year-old you. It's all you. Be a friend to yourself. Be a friend to your 70-year-old self by eating, thinking, and exercising daily. Be a friend to your 20, 30-year-old self by making the right decisions as a teenager. Let us sit upright in a comfortable chair, or we can lay flat on our backs and take a couple of deep breaths. Not in an exercise or in an aerobics kind of way, but more like a major sigh of relief. As you let out your sigh, give your body a good stretch, and then let your body go limp. And allow your mind to adopt an I don't care attitude. In other words, relax. Detach yourself from the world and everyone in it. Take this moment to yourself. Try to feel this for a little while. Feel yourself. Be only yourself. Be aware of yourself. Feel your head. Feel your arms. Feel your feet. Your stomach. Be aware that you are not the body. You are the conscious light within it. Go now back to your past. See yourself. Go back to a historical moment in your past and see yourself. Hover over yourself and give yourself whatever you need at that moment. Fill your room with light, with healing light, with awareness light, with a loving light. Give yourself the love you deserve. Be you. Do not hide from your true nature. Feel the real you. You Use your imagination now. Come out of your past. Go right into your future. Who do you desire to be? In your mind, you are that person right now. That means in some physical location in your being, you are already what you think. What can you see? Take this moment to actually see yourself. See what you desire for yourself. Your future is with you right now. What you think will come to pass. Bring yourself now back to the present. Be here now in the present. Whatever you see in your mind for yourself that you can truly achieve shall be done. In this exercise, let us affirm with our voices, with our mouth, and with our mind. But let us affirm that which we know we can achieve. Don't worry about how this can happen. Don't worry about when, even. But the power of the spoken word has less to do with the words spoken. It has to do with the heartfelt intent behind the word. Not just whether you cried behind the word, but do you really expect your word to actualize? One of the ways that you develop the type of faith where your words actualize instantly is by living a virtuous life. The heart that is clean from guilt, clean from jealousy, clean from anger, the heart that is full of love, quick to forgive, quick to help. That heart knows that whatever it asks of the universe, it receives. You may not feel it for yourself, or maybe you are just coming into consciousness about yourself, but you are the one that people look to for help, for advice, and for leadership. This CD could not be in your existence if this is not the truth. What am I saying today? I'm saying choose your words wisely. In your speech, use the words that the future you would use. Pull out 5 new vocabulary words and know them within a month, and use them within your regular vocabulary. Why don't you pull out an outfit as well? Maybe set aside 2 outfits that only the future you wears. Don't mix these outfits up with anything else. Pull out 2 outfits that only the future you will wear. In addition to that, you may want to take a piece of paper, pen, pad, and write down the attributes of the future you. So when you put on the clothes and the attitude, and the attributes of the future you, you create the whole reality that the future you lives within. I'm quite sure the future you lives within health, love, awareness, and wealth. The future you is content, prosperous, at peace. But because your heart is one of caring and one of love, you also seek to help people as well. So remember within your affirmation to always include your environment as well. As you lift up, lift your environment up as well. Because if you lift and your environment does not lift with you, this can cause unnecessary stress to you and the environment. Many spiritual teachers choose to live in the forest or the mountains or the desert. They choose not to live amongst a lot of people because once you are enlightened, it doesn't mean that everyone else is. But this particular CD series speaks to those who seek enlightenment in the cities, in urban areas, those who live the reality of everyday city life. You can change your reality right now with the proper use of your future.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. That was KRS. And everybody, you know I love me some KRS. Let's talk about that. Our future is now. Our now is when we create our future. And how many of us are really using this right now moment to create the life that we want? How many of us are inundated with what our present reality is that we're not taking time to create that life that we say we want? Isn't it interesting? So this is what I was doing last night. You know, I figured since I was doing my full moon release, I might as well take what I was releasing and adding something to it, right? But it's really powerful to think that my today creates my tomorrow. But how many of us have been, I won't say lackadaisical, but not conscious of how we're using every minute, every second of the day to create our tomorrow? So when I arrive at my tomorrow self, I have been more conscious of the person and using the power that I've been given with my thoughts to create my tomorrow. So what I'm saying is I can take my 70-year-old self and sit and talk to her and say, what do I need to become this person that I see in my 70-year-old self? My 70-year-old self can protect my 40-year-old self or my 30-year-old self or my 50-year-old self or whatever number I am right now. Or if I'm my 70, my 90-year-old self. Because my future is now, and my now is right now, my present. And I can create the life I want to live right now. Isn't that interesting? Did anybody have any thoughts, questions? Any? Really? You know, I just thought the power of future. Did anybody do any full moon rituals last night to release, to let go, to create? Well, I tell you, I love the tools that we've been given, the different modalities to create our lives. And so after listening to KRS again, you know, I decided that I'm going to put my future self on paper. And I'm going to put my characteristics of my future self. And then I'm going to sit each, spend 5 minutes with myself asking, what must I do to become this person? So if you decide that maybe being a dynamic, masterful, global speaker, thank you so much. What must I let go in order to become my future self is what I was talking about. What must I let go? When I see the future of myself, so I want us to do the exercise. If you take the paper and design your future self, a master storyteller, New York Times bestseller, film writer, script writer, filmmaker, award-winning, red carpet. And I can ask my future self, what would it take? That's another part of the exercise in the future of vision. There's another exercise where you actually create yourself in the future. And then you sit with yourself every day for 5 to 10 minutes and you ask the future version of yourself, what must I do today to become the person? And so it's as if you were talking to another version of yourself who is actually living out that experience. And then that person becomes your mentor. Your future self begins to mentor the present you right now into the person that you've created in the future. No, that might sound like crazy, so let me say it again. So you sit and you create the future version of yourself. Say you're 30 and you might speak to your 50-year-old self. And you might see your 50-year-old self. And I use a speaker or filmmaker, or maybe let's use a filmmaker. You might have written New York Times bestseller, and they turned it into an award-winning movie where you actually walk in the red carpet, an Oscar winning, and you're standing speaking to many people about this award-winning experience. And so you sit, your now self asks your future self, how do I become the person that's in my vision? What must I do to become that? What must I let go? And you allow your future self to mentor your present self into the present of the future that you've created to be your present now. That's some powerful stuff, isn't it? It's just simply amazing to know that we have the tools. And it really just goes back to the law of imagination. I love what they call Walt Disney the father of Imagineering. And they call him that because when Walt Disney was on his deathbed, he had a vision of what the Disney World would look like. You know, he had a 3D version, and he had renderings, which renderings are, you know, drawings on paper. And then he had a 3D version of it sitting on his desk where he actually had miniature toy-like Disney World would look like. So when he was on his deathbed, one of his friends walked in and said, "Man, it's sad that you won't be able to see Disney World." He looked up at him. He said, "I saw it before anybody else saw it." And what he was saying, "I have already experienced it." Because of the power of his imagination, the preview of the coming attractions of our life. That's what Albert Einstein calls the imagination, the preview of the coming attractions of our life. So, with this manifestation tools that we've been talking about all month, this is the one thing that I want us to use. It is really amazing to sit with your future self and allow your future self to mentor you into that present self so that their future is now and your now is now, and it's an amazing life. Sometimes it can be difficult to get past our present situation. That's why you hear me pray to have eyes of God, the spiritual 2020 vision. That's what I'm asking God when I'm asking God for spiritual vision. I'm asking God to allow me to see beyond what the physical eyes are seeing right now. Help me be able to see beyond the physical. And as a metaphysician, that's our gift. We're all metaphysicians. What does meta mean? It's just another word for beyond the physical. Meta meaning beyond, physician meaning physical, beyond the physical. That's all a metaphysician is. That's all metaphysical science is. It's seeing beyond the physical. Our power to create our tomorrows is in the ability to see beyond the physical. It's interesting. I was listening to the mayoral debate, and I know we have quite a few people who are not from Chicago right here. So in Chicago, we having a mayoral runoff, and I was listening to the debate last night. And one of the questions was about the youth, diversity. And I loved what Tony Preckwinkle said. Tony Preckwinkle said, "The interesting thing about creating diversity is bringing in diversity because we need to have a diverse environment so that our young people can see what it is to have black doctors, Chinese doctors, Russianness, whatever, you know, different." She used different races and having different races of people be a part of an environment because the young people cannot become what they cannot see. They cannot become what they cannot see. So when you think about the environment that we place our youth in, and they can't see themselves being doctors or see themselves being teachers or see themselves being lawyers and Indian chiefs and leaders and entrepreneurs. They cannot become what they cannot see. And I thought about my grandmother. My grandmother used to always say, "You got to see your way out." You know, my grandmother was an interesting being because what she said a lot of times had a deeper meaning than what we heard. You got to see your way through it. And she would be pointing at your forehead. You got to see your way through it. But now I know what she meant. See with a third eye. See with that inner vision. KRS is talking about for us to see with the inner vision. And so I want to, again, I'm going to give you this particular exercise if you decided to do it. It's okay. Is to sit with yourself, creating your future self. And I would say draw yourself or take a picture of yourself and put the characteristics of what it is that you're desiring to be. If millionaire, film writer, award-winning filmmaker, walking red carpets, New York Times bestsellers, whatever it is, put that on there and then spend time every day asking your future self to show you how to become what it is that you're seeing in your mind's eye. What would it take to become that millionaire? See yourself being that millionaire. Or that billionaire, whatever you desire. Because this is, you know, there's no right or wrong. You might not even want to be a millionaire, 100,000-aire, 500,000 might be enough, whatever. Or maybe it's marriage, or maybe it's all of that holistically. How do you allow yourself to sit with yourself after you created it? And every day, he says, spend at least 5 to 10 minutes speaking to your future self and allowing your future self to mentor your now self. And you sit with your now self and you walk up to your future self and introduce yourself to your new self. And you listen to your future self to mentor you into that space. All right, I just want to give you that exercise. That was what I was working on last night as I did my full moon releasing, my full moon ritual last night. I took out my paper and I wrote down under the full moon and infused my dreams, loved on myself, took a long, luxurious bath, and allowed my future self to mentor my now self. I'd love to see how that exercise works for you if you decide to do it. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, you can press 1 on Blog Talk *6 on teleconference. And if you enjoy KRS, you can open up the line. Let's talk about that. If you had any questions, let's talk about that, whatever. I just love me some KRS. I love a great mind. I love the ability that he had to move from homelessness to some phenomenal hip-hop music, award-winning hip-hop artist, master storyteller, teacher, from homeless to global speaker. KRS, that's who that was, family. All right. Well, that's it for me. That's my message today. Create our future self. I love it. Power's in us, reminding you that your life is a gift from God. Reminding you that this is your world. Whose world is this, family? It's yours. And you get to do it the way you want to do it. It's so cool. I love it. You've been tuned into the Love Journey. And as you move through your day today, know that you have the power to create the most amazing life. And it only works if you work it. Reminding you that your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream, but live. Live your God-sized dreams. Live them, family. And in the words of Dr. Johnny Coleman, it only works if you work it, right? It only works if you work it. And so in the words of Janine Ann Ingram, it worked because I worked it, family. Yay! This is Harry Belafonte. Dreams will always prevail.
There's nothing stronger or more powerful than a dream. Even in darkness, dreams have an infinite capacity to see light. They outlive pain. They outlast heartbreak. They overcome doubt. They forget imperfection. They cannot be beaten, broken, or taken. Dreams fight. They persevere. They go on. Because determination will always trump disappointment. Desire will always triumph over defeat. And dreams will always prevail.
In every way, you're part of me, all I am, all I'll ever be. If I'm weak, when I should be strong, you're my strength to carry on. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be? I wish you were real instead.